It's been just 5 days since hundreds of people protested the Trump administration's immigration policies in Denton's town square. Today, the annual Yankee Doodle Parade marched past the same spot. To those watching or marching in this annual parade, Independence Day means pretty much one thing: freedom.
It means that you're, like, independent and you can, like, do stuff and you're, like, free, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, like, you know, free.
That's 13-year-old Sarah Puente, and before that, her soccer teammate, Taya Webb. Santiago Ramirez says for some who aren't citizens, it doesn't necessarily work out that way.
People come here for freedom, and it's not necessarily guaranteed, unfortunately, but I think with the right connections or right ways, it can happen.
Debbie Sowie says it's time for something to happen when it comes to fixing the current immigration system. She sits in the shade with her little girl, Sophie, and mother-in-law, Rosie, who emigrated from Mexico 50 years ago.
We all have a good life here. Other people should share in that as well. But it needs to be a better process. Stop all the ugly, negative, critical talk of each other. It's all y'all's fault. It's Democrats, Republicans, everybody. They've got to work together and put their differences aside and be adults.
On July 4th, a lot of adult issues get put aside. Kids and those who want to be young again turn to other thoughts, like fireworks. Only there's a burn ban in effect for Denton and nearby counties because of the dangerous, hot, dry conditions. So Jerry Gallimore's going to play by the rules.
I'm kind of the old man shaking his fist on the lawn. I've become that guy, so I'm not going to shake the rules. It's like, I don't want my house caught on fire, so I'll be the guy if it says it's the rules. I'm not in city limits, don't do it.
But if you're going to set off your own fireworks in the backyard, says Ashley Countryman, at least be responsible.
I'd just be extra careful. We had fireworks the other night, and we had a big truck with a tank in the back of water just in case anything got out of hand. And just be careful. Don't be dumb.
The smart thing? Leave it to professionals. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.